The other big story of the day is Australia's banks. Now, Moody's Investor Services has today warned that the big banks are more vulnerable to economic shock. Now, just to give you a small taste of this, say, for example, this. The summary goes, Australian banks are facing a growing number of headwinds due to increasing household leverage and persistently low interest rates, which are increasing the bank's sensitivity to shocks. These headwinds may, over time, put pressure on the credit profiles of Australia's major banks, particularly in the context of their very high ratings. In other words, Moody's is saying not only is it Australia, the national government, that is under some pressure right now, but also even the banks themselves. Let's now go to the Vice President of Moody's Investor Services, who looks after all of this, and that man is Frank Morenzi, who's on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, Frank.
Thanks for having me, Ross.
Look, here's the interesting thing, Frank. Right now, we've got a situation where you've got the banks that have been some of the highly rated and most profitable banks on the planet, bar none. But what you're saying, and it's almost counterintuitive to me, is it's low interest that are actually causing the vulnerability to banks, not necessarily what we'd normally see is high interest rates causing vulnerability to banks.
Well, I think the low interest rates has a couple of impacts, right? So if you think about what low interest rates are doing, it's, you know, looking at the housing market, people are borrowing more to buy their homes, right, because interest rates are low and people feel they can afford it. But what that's doing is putting households in a bit more of a position where they're a bit more vulnerable if their financial circumstances change. So potentially that increases the shocks to the banks, right, because they're large lenders to households. And the other thing to think about is as interest rates decline or stay low, that potentially squeezes the bank margins, right? So it can in turn hurt their profitability, which is important because that's how they build up capital and build up other buffers to protect them from losses down the track.
Okay, so given that Australia's banks are still some of the most highly rated in the world, is this a formal warning to the banks that maybe their credit ratings are out of whack with their potential security?
Well, I think what we're saying is look, the banks are very highly rated, but the challenges are on the horizon and those risks are increasing. So, you know, the banks will think about that and they'll have their own strategies in terms of how they deal with those risks over the years to come.
Okay, so is this really about house prices and the low interest rates and so therefore the squeezed margins? Because quite clearly the other side of these businesses, they've got wholesale businesses, they've got, you know, sort of, they've got business lending as well that actually does aid their profits. But the bulk of their lending is out into the housing market. So they are highly sensitive to any moves in consumer credit or indeed housing lending, aren't they?
Yeah, look, that's right. If you look at the bank balance sheets today, you know, housing loans make up about 65% of their loans. So there's definitely a high proportion of their lending that goes to households. So as household leverage increases and households become a bit more vulnerable to financial shocks, so do the banks. You know, and as house prices continue to rise, that's something that the banks will need to think about.
Tell you what, and in regards to this, I mean, it obviously there is a significant amount of competition out there. There's competition for the deposits here locally, which is pushing down interest rates for depositors. There's competition on home lending itself, which is pushing down interest rates, and we can see that even ahead of any decisions by the Reserve Bank. We're seeing interest rates down into the threes for most mortgages right now. This also is starting to crush the margins that the banks enjoy, and of course, therefore gives up a bit of their bulletproof nature, I guess, as well.
Yeah, look, that's exactly right. I think what you say about the mortgage pricing, you're definitely starting to see more recently some of those discounts come back into the market. And what you can see is if you look at the average mortgage discount rate versus the average deposit rate, the spread between the two has just started to narrow a bit. So over time, that's going to squeeze the growth that the banks can get.
I'll tell you what, that is a big story there is no doubt and a big warning from Moody's Investor Services, the Vice President of Moody's here in Australia looking at those banks. Frank Morenzi, we appreciate your time here on the program this evening.
Thanks for having me, Ross.